Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Lauren Robinson, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
The program. I'm Lori Rubinson, talking sports, having fun here on The Fan at 877-337-6666. Behind the glass, it is Mr. Connor Green, keeping me company, keeping you company, producing, taking your calls. He's a triple threat, working the board, doing it all. You got Pete Schwartz on the updates. I will be with you for four big hours. Three good guests. The first part of the show, it's you, it's me. You can hit me up on the phones. Talk to Connor. 877-337-6666. Or on Twitter, at L. Rubinson. Join the fun that way. I'll read comments off on the air. And my guests will be Ryan Dunleavy from The Post on NFL free agency, because starting tomorrow, it is the legal tampering period. They don't call it that, but that's really what it is. It is time, it is legal for teams to talk to NFL free agents. So, who's the priority free agent for the New York Jets? Who's the priority free agent for the New York Giants? And in terms of their own players, their own free agents, will we know by tomorrow where Saquon Barkley is going to go? I would say no, not yet, because I think the running back market is going to take a while. I don't think he will find what he's hoping for, but we'll see. All it takes is one team to think that Saquon is the difference-making player that puts them over the top, a team like, I don't know, the Houston Texans. And Xavier McKinney, another big name free agent for the Giants, playmaking safety, played well. But again, the safety position, safeties are getting released, dumped into free agency, just like running backs. Those two positions, they are valuable. There is no doubt, but you need them. Yes. But general managers don't treat those positions in the same way that they do other spots. Offensive line, defensive line, cornerback, obviously quarterback wide receiver. Those positions are the ones that see the bigger money. Teams value. Players get franchise tagged. All that stuff. Drafted high. And so, going to be very interesting to see what happens. And the Jets, of course, the big name there, Bryce Huff. And how did they handle a homegrown talent, pass rushing, edge rusher, and a guy who they relegated, didn't think he could really stop the run, didn't use him as much as I think his next team will. He'll get more snaps. He's probably going to sign with a team that will have a better offense than the Jets had last year. Therefore, there'll be opportunities to pin back, you know, his ears and rush the passer in the fourth quarter, all those sort of stuff. We're going to see, you know, 12-plus sacks out of Bryce Huff with his new team, whoever that team is, next year. Because I don't think it's going to be the New York Jets. So, NFL free agency, and also big news in the NFL, rumored that Baker Mayfield re-signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 3-year contract, $100 million. What does that mean about what the Giants did last year with Daniel Jones? Boy, if there could be a mulligan in football, we'll get to that in a moment. That's going to be a theme for me, mulligan. And then the other big news, the Patriots admitting they made a mistake with their starting quarterback. It did not work out. Obviously, they couldn't get Mac Jones off the roster fast enough, dying to get rid of him, traded him away to the Jaguars, where he will be a backup quarterback. And will the Jets be able to trade Zach Wilson similarly? We'll see. 877-337-6666. So we're going big into NFL free agency, NFL news, all that coming up. And then coming up in the, that'll be in the 11 o'clock hour guest around 11:20. Then in the 12 o'clock hour around 12:20, Zach Braziller from the New York Post going to join me. We're going to talk basketball, mostly college, though we can do a little pro. And certainly you can call in now because I'm going to get to, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Good for the Nets that they won a game tonight and look good doing it. But they're going nowhere this season, more than likely. And the Nets issue is rebuild, you know, where are they in terms of rebuilding this franchise? And if I had told you, by the way, 2.5 years ago that here we'd be talking about the Nets in rebuild mode and the Knicks, that the Knicks would be the team looking to preserve a top four seed in the East, hoping to get healthy so they could make a run at maybe getting to a, you know, conference finals or some sort of deeper run. There's no way to sugarcoat the game the Knicks played tonight. As good as their defense was the last game, a couple nights ago against Orlando, when they held the Magic to the lowest point total that had been scored across the NBA in four seasons. And we all went, hey, yeah, all right, Knicks. Jalen Brunson, they averted the big injury. They got lucky. Okay, player's going to get healthy. You know, going to round out into form here. Two important games against a diminished Philadelphia 76ers team. Sixers playing without Joel Embiid, without Maxey, and when they haven't had those two players, Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid, so far this season, you know what their record was coming in tonight? 0-7. Sixers seemingly cannot win when they don't have those two players playing. And yeah, the Knicks have a lot of injuries. We understand that. Have not been great lately, but that was the whole point of going out and getting the reinforcements. The Alec Burks, the Bogdanoviches, having more depth. And Jalen Brunson back. So that, theoretically, the Knicks certainly had the best player, a guy who, before tonight's game, you know, not only is he an all-star, Jalen Brunson, but he's looking like an all-NBA player this season. Came back the last game against Orlando, looked terrific. And then tonight, not just Brunson, the entire Knicks team could not hit the side of a barn. I was not a particularly great shooter when I played girls' high school basketball in Rockland County. But my goodness, were they bad. Horrendous tonight. Let's just look at this. Brunson shot for, and look, I love Jalen Brunson. He is the reason that so much of the reason that the culture has changed around the Knicks. He is the Pied Piper calling back the Villanova Knicks. He is him, the leader, Mr. Clutch. But if we're going to give him all the accolades, then we got to be fair when he spits the bit. Tonight, shot 6 for 22. 6 for 22. 1 for 9 from three-point land. Dante DiVincenzo has been fantastic. One of the best three-point shooters in the entire league this season. A revelation. Another Leon Rose gem where the Knicks sign a contract and then you see them extract more value out of that player. The game goes to another level. DiVincenzo, outstanding three-point shooter, terrific defender, team chemistry with the Nova Knicks and all of that, great. Shot 6 for 17 tonight. 3 for 12 from three-point range. Yip-de-doo. Josh Hart shot 1 for 7 from three-point range, 4 of 13 overall. Isaiah Hartenstein, I understand working your way back from injuries and all of that, played 24 minutes, took one shot. That was it, took one shot. Also had a free throw, 1 for 2 from the line, 3 points. 10 rebounds, okay, 4 assists. Precious Achiuwa, who has been also a revelation coming from Canada and the Raptors, and a godsend. Great defensive minutes, but also showing an all-around versatile game at the 4, at the 5 spot. Most of his shots are from close in, so you would expect a pretty high shooting percentage. Shot 2 for 8. 2 for 8. Bogdanovich was 4 for 8. God bless him. He wasn't great tonight. But 4 for 8, 10 points. Couldn't really do anything transformative in this game. And Jericho Sims had a nice game in 23 minutes. Only 4 points, but 2 of 3, 6 rebounds, some good defense. A couple steals, a block. Alec Burks shot 1 for 3. A whopping 5 points. And I'm not questioning the effort or the hustle per se, because these Knicks play so hard every night. But an undermanned Sixers team brought effort, brought good defense, and yes, the Knicks were missing wide open shots. But the Knicks shot overall 32.5%, 22.5% from three-point range. And then turned the ball over a whopping 19 times. Sixers turned it over only 13 times. And a lot of those 19 turnovers felt like they happened in the first few minutes of the game. Just every time, stupid passes. Just kept trying to pass it across the key in ways that the Sixers were just intercepting passes and turning it into fast breaks in offense. So a Sixers team that was without their top two scorers and offensively challenged themselves and only scored 79 points. If you hold a team to 79 points in the NBA, I mean, my goodness, you expect to win. But just a god-awful game. And the standings are too close for the Knicks to just piss away a game like this. And when the three-point shooting, I understand that's a big part of their game. And yes, I want DiVincenzo to keep taking them or whatever. But where is the, you know, Brunson, if you see it's not working from three-point range, where is the Brunson inside footwork getting the key and make something happen? Where was that game? And where was the inside? The Sixers were the team getting dribble penetration in the key and then kicking it out to open shooters. By the second half, the Knicks were not getting any penetration in the lane, not kicking out. The first half, they were missing wide open shots. By the second half, the moving without the basketball slowed down on offense. Just a costly game. A bad loss, a costly loss against a team that had gone 0-7 without their top two stars before tonight. And the Knicks losing. And now they play the Sixers again in a couple days. And at the Garden. By the way, also at home. I mean, that's just pitiful. Play the Sixers at the Garden. And Tyrese Maxey probably back from concussion protocol, you know, out with a concussion. He's probably back. And Knicks, maybe Anunoby will be back. We'll see. But the Knicks have to play a whole heck of a lot better, have to shoot better. But even when you don't shoot well, still have to find a way to score. Dribble penetration, find open looks. Move without the ball. Got to be better than this. Missed opportunity. When we look back, if the Knicks drop out of being a top four seed and find themselves a top five seed and find themselves, you know, they're only a game up on the Sixers, who now will get Maxey back. They're only a game and a half up on the Indiana Pacers. That's the seven spot. They're two games up on the Miami Heat for the eighth spot. There's a big difference between being the four seed and being the eighth seed, stuck in a play-in tournament, play-in games, and then having to face a Boston Celtics team in the first round of the playoffs. And maybe you're adios in the first round. Get a little momentum. Get a first-round series. Get into the postseason. Get healthy and see what can happen. Bad game. I guess you turn the page, you move on. But just no answers offensively on this night. 877-337-6666. All right, so I said Zach Brazil, we're going to do some basketball, some college basketball, St. John's, Seton Hall, Big East Tournament. If you've never been to a Big East Tournament coming up this week, fantastic event at the Garden, really, really fun. Number one overall seeds, we're going to talk all about that. Not sure if you saw Duke and Carolina yesterday. That was a really fun game, great rivalry, of course, in college basketball. Also, a little tripping incident. Was that intentional or not, or a dirty play? So fun stuff there. And then even a little women's college basketball. Maybe we'll talk with Zach. Caitlin Clark and Iowa. They won the Big Ten championship, Big Ten tournament today over Nebraska. And Caitlin Clark, 4 points in the first half, 34 on the game, 30 points in the second half. So she went wild there. Anyway, fun stuff there. And then finally, third guest of the night coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, Dave Lennon from Newsday will join me and we'll talk about Yankees and Mets spring training. We're under 3 weeks away from opening day and as we count down? What are some of the positives as well as the issues, concerns, positives and concerns facing Yankees and Mets? For the Yankees, if you watch the game on Sunday, Juan Soto, every time I watch a Yankee spring training game, it seems like he hits a home run. But this one, 447 feet. He punished a baseball today. And just hitting in front of Aaron Judge. I know Juan Soto has been in, obviously, a terrific lineup with the Washington Nationals. They won a World Series last year, played with some outstanding players, a lot of talent with the Padres. But Aaron Judge is probably the most feared hitter in the American League right now. And if Juan Soto is going to bat in front of Aaron Judge, and you look at this Yankees lineup that they carted out on Sunday, which other than Anthony Volpe, who will be the starting shortstop and bat ninth, that was probably the opening day lineup that we saw at spring training for the Yankees today. And it was frightening. Frighteningly good. Terrific lineup. But just as frightening as that lineup looks, I still think, to me, with what's going on with Carlos Rodon, I think the Yankee starting rotation should have Yankee fans scared. Would you do something about it? If so, what? We'll talk about that. And the Mets, Mark Vientos hit a home run in spring training today. Edwin Diaz looks like he is about to make his spring training debut, maybe in a lot of ways, certainly one of the most important Mets. We saw what happened last year. So lots to talk about there. 877-337-6666. So NFL, NBA, baseball spring training, a little college basketball. We're going all around, taking your calls. Also on Twitter, phone lines are open. Let's see, we've got Dylan and Mario first up, two on the board. Take a quick break. Be right back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.